And it's 12:05. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn with you weekdays, noon to 3.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
And it's Monday, and every Monday at 12:05, we like to chase away the Monday blues, although some of you aren't experiencing the Monday blues because you've got the day off. But for those of us who don't, we're chasing them away. And today, our topic for Motivation Monday is how to sleep better. And we're so happy to welcome back Dr. Gail Fohn, PhD. She's a licensed psychologist, licensed marriage and family therapist. She's got certifications in sports psychology and clinical hypnosis. Taught at the University of Minnesota for many years, is now in private practice, and you can find her at www.perfectlypositive.com. Dr. Gail, welcome back to the show.
It's so nice to be talking with you again.
You're always so wonderful to chat with, and what we've been doing is going through, you've got this CD series that folks can find on your website. You know, we've had you on talking about how to get better intimate relationships. We've talked about how to get past job loss. And this is another one of the CDs in your series. And this is about sleeping better, establishing healthy bedtime routines, promoting restorative, rejuvenating sleep. Boy, I'll tell you what, I want to take a nap right now.
So do I. It was a great motivation, Mary Lynn, for me to review all the research.
Well,
because I'm experiencing it with the change of season now.
Yeah. Yeah, as it gets cooler, which, you know, we've had kind of an Indian summer here with temperatures in the 80s, but by Friday it looks like, you know, our high will be around 60 and it gets cooler at night. And then pretty soon we'll be falling behind. And so, you know, we'll you know, it'll be darker sooner and it just makes you want to go to sleep more.
Absolutely. And you see those squirrels out there, they're very busy. They know what's coming.
Yes, they do.
They are sleep deprived.
And so I guess why don't we start with this, because getting enough sleep is a universal problem. And Ryan, I mean, you've been experiencing that ever since the birth of your baby.
Yeah, I don't get sleep.
Your sleep patterns are all out of whack. And, you know, whether it's job, whether it's family related, you know, whether it's work and stress related, people have a hard time getting enough sleep.
Right. You know, the first thing we want to share with listeners, and Ryan knows, as you say, firsthand, having a new baby, is you really want medical guidance. You really want to have a complete medical exam, because oftentimes, especially for women who have just had babies, but men and women, the hormone thing is huge. And while I can suggest some psychological and common sense tips, you got to get yourself, you know, to your physician and share this. And some people may be surprised that they have a serious sleep disorder that, left unattended, will really affect their health.
Well, and I guess that's the key thing, because, you know, lack of sleep, there are ramifications from not getting enough sleep, but I think most of us just kind of put it on the back burner and say, oh, well, you know, I'll sleep when I die. And, you know, I mean, who's got time to worry about sleep or go see the doctor about sleep? You know, it's just, you just figure it's a fact of life, and sometimes you get enough sleep and sometimes you don't.
Well, that's why I think what we're talking about, this is such a gift to our listeners, because it is something we need to attend to. It can be a cause of problems, but it can also be the effect of problems.
Okay.
The other person to check it out with is the dentist. Many people are not aware that they're grinding their teeth or have some dental issue that's affecting their sleep.
As
we get older and we have to replace all those cavities and crowns and have all this dental work, that can be very disruptive too. So I urge people to talk to their physician and to their dentist. I'll tell you a quick little story that might be very helpful. If it's your partner that's keeping you awake because of his or her sleep habits, it's perfectly fine to discuss this in a loving way. And you might want to be present when they're telling their physician or dentist, because very often the person who is depriving you of sleep will tell the physician or dentist, I don't have a problem, I sleep fine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're there and you want to pull out a water gun and shoot them. So it can be a couple issue, too. You may sleep very normally in another bed in the proper environment.
Okay.
So both of you or three of you or, you know, how many of you sleep in the bed, in the room, it really is a family issue.
Okay.
Now, the one I struggle with and many people will relate to is they tell you never to sleep with your pet. I personally could not get to sleep without my baby in the bed with us.
Yeah.
But for many people with allergies or sensitivities, they have to kind of look at that and face some solution. Maybe getting them off the bed in their own little bed on the floor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or just something to protect you from whatever those allergens might be.
Okay.
I can go over those tips, but again, just as a disclaimer, but in a loving way, you want to talk to your dentist and your physician.
Okay.
Those are two big sources of information and help.
And Ryan's got a question for you.
Well, yeah, my question is I feel like sometimes your body adjusts. So before I had the baby, I mean, even though they say pregnant women get up throughout the night, whatever, I mean, I was still getting 9 hours of sleep a night. I didn't have any other kids, and so I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was getting really fantastic sleep nights. And then when I had the baby and I was up every 2 hours in the beginning, every 2 or 3 hours, you know, it was incredibly painful for the first, like, 3 or 4 weeks. But somehow, right after the first month or so of doing that and then slowly inching back and getting, you know, like, 3-hour increments and then 4 and then 5-hour increments, once I was getting those 5-hour increments or 4-hour increments, I felt like a new person in the morning, like I had had 9 hours of sleep. And so I felt like my body adjusts. And even, you know, last night I probably only got 6 hours of sleep, but I feel like I got 9. I don't feel the way I did when I was getting 2-hour increments.
Mm.
And so I feel like my body's adjusted. And I know that for college students, that's often the case as well. They get in this habit of going to bed at 2 a.m. and then up at 9 a.m. to go to class, and they just get used to that, and then they don't feel like they're totally sleep-deprived all the time. What would you want to tell people like that?
Well, you can guess what I'm going to tell you. I want to tell your physician this. We all have done it. We've all gotten by, you know, with very little sleep, but in the long term, it's not healthy.
Okay.
We really should aim, you know, for an appropriate amount of sleep for ourselves and our schedule. And one thing research is suggesting, we don't have to do it all at once. So I don't know if you're catnapping or napping, or for some people, even a brief meditation will help them go into a deep, restful sleep for 15 minutes, 20
mm-hmm.
minutes,
mm-hmm.
that may be all they have. And that can be quite restorative.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You don't want to go for long periods of time on sleep deprivation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that absolutely makes sense. At some point, you're gonna sleep. And, you know, I remember when I used to work a really crazy schedule back when I did morning radio, and I'd
mm-hmm.
have to, you know, get up at 4 a.m., but I'm kind of a night owl, so I never really could go to sleep before 10 or 11. So as you can imagine, over the course of months and years, I was very sleep-deprived. And what would happen is I would crash a lot of times on a Saturday and sleep like 12 hours.
Right.
And, you know, and I know that's not good, but my body just said, you got to make up some sleep, Mary Lynn, and you're going to sleep whether you want to or not. And
right.
I don't know that that's healthy, but I know a lot of people, just because of their job, and, you know, you're not going to quit your job. You know, sometimes it's just kind of off key with what your natural body wants to do, your natural sleep clock, so to speak.
Exactly. And, you know, whether it's because we've had a new baby or stress
mm-hmm.
or a job, you just pointed it out. Eventually, it does catch up with us. It's not a good thing to go for long periods of sleep deprivation. But fortunately, there are things we can do to improve the quality of the sleep that we are able to get.
Okay.
And then, as I say, sort of these little tricks to at least help us over the hump, which, as we've alluded to, I talk about in my CD, is learning, let's say, to put yourself to sleep in a healthy way, whether you have the full 8 or 9 hours or whether you only have 15 minutes.
Okay.
And many of our great leaders, many of the presidents, will talk about, I know how to get in a rocking chair and go to sleep for half an hour and wake up totally refreshed. So that's where some of these little alternatives are helpful, whether it's meditation or just laying down or putting on a sleep machine, listening to a fan. Some people tell me they just put on the overhead fan. And getting into a meditative, relaxed state, that can be tremendously refreshing. Of course, we don't want to do that on the job.
Well, yeah. Unless you're an air traffic controller, and then apparently that's what everybody does.
Of course, I professionally can't go there, but what a great example, Marilyn, of, you know, sleep deprivation and stress.
Right.
You're, like you said, your body just, it'll catch up with you.
Well, and you know, it's tough. I mean, heck, I worked overnight radio a number of years, and I'll tell you that 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, even if you've gotten plenty of sleep, it's just, it's that time of night, and you're not supposed to be awake at that time of night. And
exactly.
It was always a struggle.
And many professions now, particularly the medical profession, we used to make residents go on these long rotations with no sleep, I mean, a couple of days, and they just were allowed to catch little catnaps when they could. Well, that doesn't go on anymore either, because like you say, what is our judgment like?
Right, right.
What happens, we've all done goofy things when we weren't 100% on.
Well, I'll tell you, whenever I'm sleep deprived, I know it, there's a couple of key factors. I'm cold. I feel more cold. And everything bothers me more, and I get weepy.
Well, there you go. You know yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what a great gift that is, to know ourselves. Like, and then if there is another partner or family member to just say, I got a crash, can you help me? You know, can you do ABC? So that I can get some sleep and be more available to everyone.
Yeah.
It's great that you know yourself. But, you know, Mary Lynn, we also talked about the other alternative, which usually requires a medical and psychological workup. What if you get too much sleep? What if you're spending way too much time sleeping or being drowsy or crying yourself to sleep or nightmares?
Okay. What's going on there if that's what's happening?
Get yourself, you know, to a professional, because that's more than catch up. You know, when that's going on, then your body is giving you this gift. It's telling you, get yourself a professional checkup. And for many people, not everyone, as they say, we never give medical advice, but it often is related to depression or hormonal changes. And diet makes an enormous difference. And contrary to what a lot of people believe, for many people, alcohol will put you to sleep, but where will you be at 3 o'clock in the morning? Awake. So
awake, not feeling so well.
Not feeling too well. So that's an artificial, temporary solution for some people. But if you have to do any of those things, you need to find a healthier way to, you know, to get quality sleep.
Okay. Well, let's hang tight. And when we come back, Gail, we'll talk about some ways, because in your CED, you talk about ways to strengthen our own unique sleep pattern. So what is that unique sleep pattern, and how can we capitalize on that? So we'll connect about that here in just a little bit. We're talking with Dr. Gail Thone, and you can find her at www.perfectlypositive.com.